Welcome into another edition of Full Press Hurricanes. As always, I'm your host, Mike Napolitano. Happy Monday, Hurricanes fans. It has been an eventful weekend for this Carolina Hurricanes team. Two games, one on Saturday against the Toronto Maple Leafs. That was a 5-3 Hurricanes win. And then they had to play the big bad Boston Bruins on Sunday. Unfortunately, this was a 4-3 loss, but it came in the form of a shootout, so the Hurricanes pick up 1 point against a very tough team, and they hold on to their first-place spot in the Metropolitan, gaining a little bit of ground on the New Jersey Devils and the New York Rangers. Let me get into all the action that happened this weekend. First off, the game against Toronto on Saturday. As I mentioned, Hurricanes won this one 5-3 while only having 28 shots to the Maple Leafs, 44 shots on goal. The Hurricanes would start it off on the power play. I did mention that the power play needed to get going for this Hurricanes team, especially against a Maple Leafs team that they had not beaten all year. The season series went as follows: 3-1 Leafs on November 6th, 5-2 Leafs on March 17th, so the Hurricanes are able to snag the final game and get a victory, a much-needed win in their quest for the playoffs here. First goal was scored by Brent Burns on the power play, as I mentioned. This was his 13th of the season. Brent Burns sends this puck over to Shane Gostisbehere at the point. He winds up and takes a howitzer of a slap shot. It goes wide of the net, but bounces to the far side, so not the side that Shane Gostisbehere originally shot from. Martin Natchez is there to pick the puck up, and with a little bit of a 360 button hook turn, he sends it back to the point where Brent Burns is able to walk down to the top of the circles and pinch in. It's a 5-on-3 of all power plays with about 50 seconds remaining, and Brent Burns takes a slap shot right past the goaltender for the Toronto Maple Leafs, Matt Murray, 1-0 Hurricanes. The Hurricanes would double up on their lead later in the first, this time not on the power play, regular 5-on-5. It would be Jordan Staal with his 17th of the season. This play all starts from a pass all the way in the Hurricanes' defensive end that finds Jordan Martinook as he's getting across the blue line on the offensive side of things. He takes a wrist shot from the left faceoff dot, and it goes well wide and high, hits the glass, and rings around the zone, but it stays in due to a pinching Jesper Fast. Fast sends it back to Martinook, who throws it a behind-the-back pass too fast in front of the net. It doesn't quite reach fast because the defense from the Maple Leafs is able to break it up, but Martinook tries again, a couple of hacks and whacks. The puck is bouncing. Nobody can really swat at it until Jordan Staal jumps into the mix, and right in front of the crease, he's able to flip that puck home with a little bit of a half slap shot and over the glove side shoulder of Matt Murray. 2-0 Hurricanes. The Leafs would respond, though, in the second period with only about 5 minutes gone. A pinching Mitch Marner would push the puck off the boards to Cale Yarncrow. Cale Yarncrow would take this puck around behind the net from the left side to the right side and throw this puck to the point for Morgan Rielly to walk towards the middle and then throw it back to Cale Yarncrow as he's kind of taking a point position as the defense is sliding over, but he also walks in top of the circle, releases a wrister that slices through a bunch of bodies in front of the net. Brady Shea, one of them, trying to clear guys out from in front. No chance for Peter Kochekov to see where this puck was coming from, so just like that, the lead is cut in half. And this is where things get scary because Toronto would then tie the game up with about 7.5 minutes to go in the second period. The Hurricanes actually have the puck in the offensive zone, but Michael Bunting is able to pry the puck from the Hurricanes and off the boards, and he sends Morgan Rielly up on a rush. He finds Nylander. Nylander throws it back into the middle where Riley looks like he's streaking towards the net, but instead he decides to drop it. It doesn't quite reach Bunching because of a good stick from Sebastian Aho, but instead the puck is free and falls to Austin Matthews. He walks right in and rips a shot right past Peter Kochekov, and this game is tied. You knew you weren't going to keep Matthew off the scoreboard for long in this game. It was only going to be a matter of time. Technically, this goes down as unassisted. It is his 35th goal of the season. So the Hurricanes would have to respond in the third period to gain their lead back, and they would do so off of a Stefan Nason goal. His 12th of the season gets Carolina back up 3-2 with about 8 minutes and 13 seconds gone in the third period. Jesperi Kotkaniemi blocks a shot that falls right at his feet, and then he takes the puck up from his own zone all the way into the attacking end and throws a puck towards the center. It gets slotted through all the bodies that are in front and to Stefan Nason, who is backdoor. He can't really corral the puck in time to get a good shot on Murray. The good news is Murray is now down and sliding towards that right side, Murray's left side, in order to meet Nason's shot that never came. Nason takes the puck around behind the net and a wraparound chance. The puck doesn't originally go in because Murray's able to slide back across the crease, and the puck is just sitting there, but Stefan Nason's able to put the brakes on and then lunge back towards the net, and while falling and poking at the puck, he's able to push it in past the pad of an outstretched goaltender and the defenseman that was trying to come in and block it. So he puts it in, and Carolina is back up 3-2, and from there it would be Austin Matthews once again. You really can't shut him down, trying to keep his team in it. Nylander is down low. He sends the puck up to Matthews, who's at the point. Matthews looks down low and finds Timothy Liljegren on the half wall. Liljegren sends the puck back into the slot, the top of the slot, where Morgan Riley is cutting across after Liljegren goes to the top of the zone. And Morgan Riley fires this puck on net. There's a little bit of traffic. It gets kicked around. Michael Bunting is there trying to hack away at it to try to push it past Peter Kochekov. The puck actually squirts out to the side where Austin Matthews is. The whistle cuts the air and actually goes before Matthews gets this puck in the net. It's an early whistle, but Michael Bunting jumping around and celebrating the goal, and so is Austin Matthews, kind of being nonchalant about it. It is a good goal, but the whistle may have been an early one. The referee had lost sight of the puck. It was still loose, but this should count. It does, and Matthews is able to tie this game back up. But the Hurricanes would not go away in this one because they had done so in all the other games against the Leafs. It would be Sebastian Aho getting his team on the board like he's supposed to. There was a Michigan goal in the Columbus Blue Jackets game the night before. No Andrei Svechnikov to be doing that for the Hurricanes, so instead, Sebastian Aho would have to get things started for his own team. Aho originally starts this play by taking a slap shot on net that goes wide. As he was walking in, he had pinched it off the boards himself. Then the puck is thrown back down low after it reaches the point, basically, again, and Martin Natchez is once again in the corner to pick it up. This time he throws it to the point like he usually does, but this time it's Jacob Slavin that's there. Slavin takes a shot on net. The rebound comes basically backdoor to Aho, who's cutting across. Murray is already halfway down, and Aho is able to put a backhander in up and over the glove of Murray. 4-3 Hurricanes. And then in order to seal the deal at home, the Hurricanes are able to get the empty net goal against the Maple Leafs. It's a pass up off the boards to Teuvo Teravainen. It's a banked pass on along the boards. Teuvo Teravainen spins and is able to throw it from the neutral zone into the wide open cage. So that concludes the game. Aho is the one who made the pass, so he gets another assist on this one, which puts him as one of the stars of the game. Actually, the top star, the number two, Peter Kochekov, for his excellent work in net. And I said his name a couple of times, Stephen Nason, coming in at the third star of the game. As far as the power play goes, they did convert. They only had two opportunities. They go 1-for-2 on the power play. The Leafs go 0-for-3, so the penalty kill coming up huge in this one and getting a much-needed 2 points and a win at home. This would not be the case the next night against the Boston Bruins. Of course, the Bruins, a very tough team this year, and you can't expect the Hurricanes to win both games against two playoff teams back-to-back, even though they're both at home. I will break down this Boston game, especially there was a Jack Edwards call that is just basically kind of laughable in the next episode. I will also be breaking down the Hurricanes' Tuesday night matchup against Tampa Bay. But until then, this has been Full Press Hurricanes. I'm your host, Mike Napolitano. Let's go, Hurricanes.